Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at an astrological theme that is quite big and dynamic in our lives now. In today's show, we're going to talk about Jupiter in Capricorn conjunct Pluto in Capricorn and the effects of this energy, why this is such a big deal astrologically, and what we can expect as this conjunction unfolds across 2020. Now, it's important to note that Jupiter travels in a 12-year cycle, meaning Jupiter spends about a year in each astrological sign and then completes the full zodiac in 12 years. So one thing we can always assess is what happened last time Jupiter was in Capricorn. Well, let's take a look back at 2008. And what happened in the world in 2008? Now, of course, you can think of the financial crisis and the collapse of a lot of big banks, the mortgage crisis, how our world shifted through the economics, how our lives changed because of these effects, how the energy, of course, affects us. It's like the energy of Wall Street affects Main Street. So here we are in a 12-year cycle again, where Jupiter is back in Capricorn, making a conjunction to Pluto three times in 2020. It's very important to note that it's happening three times, because what that means is that a process is underway. When there is a conjunction that happens over a span of time, in this case, over 6 months, we begin something with the first conjunction. And Jupiter is going to get to 24 degrees of Capricorn on March 28th and stay at that degree point until April 7th. So it's a good about 10 days of this conjunction, and it's exact around April 4th. So the end of March to the beginning of April is when we're going to have the first conjunction, the intensity of this energy, when both planets are direct. Then in June and July, Jupiter and Pluto will meet up again at 24 and 23 degrees of Capricorn. This time they are both retrograde, and they're going to be conjunct June 23rd to July 9th. So this is the second conjunction, which means that there is a deeper review process about what needs to be fixed and reconstructed, what resources are needed, what is coming in that can support the transformation that's underway. And then we have the third and final conjunction in November 2020. November 8th through the 12th, they're conjunct at 22 degrees of Capricorn, and both planets are direct again. And this would be a completion of the conjunction energies. So starting the end of March, going until the middle of November, we are undergoing a massive transformation of our world, of our structures, of our systems, of our leadership, of what matters to us, how we have created our lives, what is changing permanently, what is shifting, what is allowing us to remember what is essential in the world. So this is a big makeover and renovation energy on a global level. Of course, the most immediate and obvious example is what is unfolding with the coronavirus, and how it is affecting countries worldwide, how it is affecting schools and businesses, governments and leadership, how it's affecting the different structures and systems that we have in place. It's showing us what is essential, what works and what doesn't work in these times. And even though it can be very clear that things have to be reconstructed, so there is a destruction energy, which is Pluto, the Jupiter energy brings in opportunities. So typically people will say, well, when Jupiter comes through and is conjunct a planet, it expands the energy of that planet. So in this case, Jupiter expands the energy of Pluto. However, it's very important to note that this is happening in the sign of Capricorn, which is not about expansion. which is actually about things being tighter, the shutdowns, the conservative actions. So it could be more conservative than normal. It could be that there is more that needs to be shut down out of a sense of what's abundance of caution. There's this energy now of let's be overly safe instead of overly ambitious or overly idealistic. The Capricorn energy is realistic and practical. What is the best strategy to have in place right now? What is the best way to handle what is happening in a way that is highly responsible? So we have this energy showing up through the coronavirus, and then of course it affects how business is conducted. And you go to the store and things are sold out and everything online, maybe there's out of supplies. It's affecting the supply chains. It's affecting our resources. It's affecting how we live our daily lives, what we can get done in a day when the kids are home from school, what it means to self-isolate and to quarantine. All these are very big issues that are affecting what we do on a daily basis. And I feel like what is happening at a higher level over the next 6 months I'm hearing a shakedown. There's a shakedown of what really matters to you and what you really need in your life. Think about how busy we all are. We're busy going here, busy going there, need to get this done. You know, we have so much in a day that we need to accomplish. And this certainly relates to our professional world and our careers and how much we need to hustle and do and make it happen. And all these things that have been constructs of our reality are being shaken up. And we're saying, okay, when we have to hunker down, when we have to flatten the curve, when we need to be socially responsible in a whole new way and be more aware of our energy, what becomes a priority? And that's actually how I'm seeing some of these energies with the coronavirus and what is being determined in terms of policy and social distancing and social responsibility, is that this is highlighting, look at how we share our energy in the world. Look at how you go out to a restaurant, you go out to a bar, you go out anywhere to a sporting event, and you're sharing your energy. Now we are separating into our own energy fields to contain the energy, but to strengthen it. And you can look at this as an energy practice of strengthening your aura, strengthening your energy, strengthening yourself. And certainly that pertains to your immune system. But I think it's quite fascinating how we are looking at, it's like the contagious energies that have been unconscious. Now, when it's made conscious, when it's brought to public awareness how energy works, in this case, in the form of a virus, in the form of germs, and how we stand close to one another, there is a new awareness arising. And I feel that this can be beneficial for the advancement of human consciousness. Because of course, it's not simply a germ or viruses or any bacteria that we're surrounded by and we deal with on a daily basis, good and bad, but it's the awareness of how we are connecting with each other as we go about our daily lives, what types of connections we need, and how to be more aware of the ways that we energetically relate to one another. So I feel that's part of this awareness. Now, Jupiter is the planet of learning and expansion. It's how we understand something. It's how we arrive at our belief systems. And so we have right now a belief blanketing the globe around what to do during a pandemic. And safe to say, this is something that hasn't happened in our lifetime before. We've talked about this with the astrology of 2020. This is very rare astrology. It's rare, powerful astrology that we don't see very often at all. And we have the opportunity to use it to our own betterment and to use these times to get really clear on what matters and what is essential. And we know that, okay, toilet paper has become essential. But the other things that are essential right now include how we take care of our bodies on a daily basis, anything that supports our immune system, the vitamins, natural resources, zinc, colloidal silver, magnesium, the healthy herbs, the healthy ways that we take care of our breathing, our ability to calm ourselves, our meditation practices, the ability to stay mentally healthy. So at this time, it could be that you have time to work on something that brings you joy, or to read the books you've been wanting to read, or to catch up on movies, or to do a creative project, to learn something new. I mean, you can easily go on YouTube and start learning anything. You know, you could learn about gardening. You could learn about energy practices. You could learn about, I mean, the list is endless. So stay mentally healthy right now. Look at what gets your mind into a healthy place of learning, of curiosity, of understanding, that helps you feel powerful and strong in your choices right now. Because as this energy continues to move around the planet, it affects people differently. And we need to be aware of our own mental health. And we need to stay in a place of active engagement. Active engagement in what you enjoy, in what you like learning, in what you want to do, in starting a craft, in building something, in developing a new skill set. Again, endless list. Stay actively engaged in your life and look at your own energy levels. Look at where you go mentally. Look at where you go emotionally. Understand how we have a powerful opportunity now to assess what matters in our world. And that's within your own personal world, yes, but then we're going to see it unfold and change in the collective. As the months progress, there will be new policies in place. There will be a new way of living. One example of this would be how the travel industry changed after 2001. How the energy of travel became something more restricted, how it became something very different. I think that we're going to see some new policy changes going forward in 2020 around health matters, around what it means to be in public places. There could certainly be more hand sanitizers everywhere, but don't forget that soap is really how you can wash your hands the best. So we're learning more about how our energies interact with one another. And, you know, when you think about infections, you know, it's not just simply things that make us sick or weaken us. There is infectious energies that bring us joy, such as laughter, comedy, watching funny shows, following funny accounts on Instagram. That's one of my favorite things, is I like to follow those accounts that make me laugh out loud. Like, that's what I follow on Instagram. Like, I want that kind of joy, and I want to spread that joy. And that's what I share on my personal Facebook page. Like, there's other ways we can be very aware of how we spread energy. So use this to your advantage right now. Use this for the betterment of your own life and of your own world, and to remain in your power and choices during these very serious changes, because I don't want to underplay it or discount it. You know, this is a very serious matter, but there's also opportunities here to be practical and realistic without being in fear. Okay, so you've got your food, you've got your toilet paper, you've got your hand sanitizer, you've got what you need to live your life, and you're trusting a process. You're trusting the unfoldment of this phase. You're saying, okay, I'm going to take care of myself and my loved ones and my neighbors and my siblings and everyone that I can, and I'm going to trust that this is supporting what we need to know or understand about ourselves right now. I am going to move through this with hope for an incredible outcome, with hope for wonderful developments, with faith that something really good is going to come from this, such as people come together. You get to know your neighbors. You understand the importance of human connection. We maybe put less importance on our devices or on working until late hours. It's like, what really matters in my life? And that's what I'm going to now construct my values on. And so not only does this energy of Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn bring up the Capricorn energies. But then we look to the rulership of Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Saturn is entering Aquarius. And I have two other episodes for you on that energy of Saturn in Aquarius, part one and part two. Those episodes were both in March 2020, so you can go back into the online library and check them out. But there's more details there about what the Saturn in Aquarius means. So what is happening is that Jupiter comes through and says, okay, let's bring in something you can gain from this, some opportunities, some resources. Let's see what you're learning. I'm going to bring you support during this time of transformation because Pluto changes things permanently. Pluto is changing the world permanently. It's changing how we do business. It's changing how our governments are structured. It's changing world relations. It's changing what we find as important in our lives. It's why you could feel you're changing your career or your professional interests. It's like, how do I want to show up in the world? Well, that's changing. And Pluto is connected to your soul's evolution. So it's something bigger than you. It's this force of energy pushing us all forward that we can't deny and we can't stop. We can't stop this change. We can't stop the process of transformation. So what is unfolding is that the world is changing permanently, and we are being given an opportunity to follow that change with hope, faith, and trust, which is Jupiter. And we're being given an opportunity to consciously look at how we want to construct our lives, how we want to share our energy with others, and what is truly a place of power for you that perhaps you didn't notice before. And I'm feeling like as Jupiter is conjunct Pluto three times throughout 2020, you could receive three different answers, three different understandings, three different levels of consciousness, 333. Okay, so each conjunction is going to bring you something in the Capricorn area of your chart between 22 and 24 degrees. And for those of you who are in my March 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, I talk about this more and help you understand what is coming up in your own chart, because that's where you can see how this applies to you personally. So what you want to be aware of is that there is a process unfolding. Adjust your expectations accordingly. The opening conjunction, again, March 28th to April 7th, is an opening. And it says, look at this. What is happening here? What do you need to know? Now, this can bring in something more. This again brings in something that you can't. It's so funny. I'm feeling like there's something rising within each of us at an individual level that maybe you felt or understood in a smaller way. Like it was something that you said, oh yeah, okay, I see that, okay. Or oh yeah, I hear that message, okay. Or it was something that you sensed, but it's going to be rising, okay? It's going to be rising up in you throughout 2020 because it is a message from your soul pushing you into a new area of your life that maybe you weren't ready for previously. And now, throughout this year, there's a sense of this, it's like a soul force. A force from the soul, a power bigger than you that you can't ignore anymore. It's something that's gotten so big that you're understanding this is a vital part of my soul's mission in this lifetime. So another part of this Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn is an understanding of your soul mission, of your true work in the world, of a purpose that maybe you just had some whispers about, and it's rising and it can't be denied. And over the next 6 months throughout 2020, it's going to be working with us all collectively. That's why, again, the shakedown, I just see like, I don't know how to describe it other than almost like, you know, you shake a snow globe and you shake it, and then the snow settles or it just falls down. And then when something falls down, you see what remains. You see what's left standing. You see what's vital and important. And I feel this at an energetic level, that perhaps life has been hectic or chaotic and you've maybe felt like you've been living in a snow globe, or it's like it's hard to understand what matters or what's essential. This is a time where Jupiter is bringing you an understanding of your power, your soul power. And that's Pluto in Capricorn. And it's what you're meant to do in the world, what you're meant to contribute, how you're meant to show up, what you're here to offer. And I feel like there's also a deeper cycle happening that is connected to unfinished energy cords from other lifetimes. So like I'm getting this example of being an apprentice and I'm seeing an apothecary and being an apprentice in an apothecary and learning about this herb and this over here and this oil and this and the potions and the lotions and the healing ointments and things that work together. And it's like there's been training at an apprenticeship level in other lifetimes, and then something was cut short. And like I'm seeing how the apothecary, I'm seeing it was burned down. It was like destroyed, and then, you know, there was no more resources. So obviously this is a time when there was a shortage. But I feel like there's something around these soul experiences, these past life experiences that then come forth, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I know how to make some healing ointments. Oh, wait, yeah, how do I know this? But it just comes really easy to me. It comes really easy to me to work with the earth, to work with the herbs, to work with these oils, these essential oils. I love it. I'm drawn to it. I understand what it means. And I want to develop this. And then you take a class or you do something and you learn it quickly. And you're like, oh yeah, I can use this to help other people. So there's like this energy cord that was, I'm seeing it chopped off in a previous lifetime, but now it's connecting in this lifetime. Like I see cords coming together and being plugged in around talents or interests or things that you maybe don't have like the quote unquote formal education, or you don't have like the formal training or the certification that is typical, but there's a deeper knowingness that it's familiar and that you want to follow something. So stay open to that. Stay open to those interests. This is also where you stay out of your mind too much and you trust the body consciousness. You trust what you're drawn to. You trust what interests you. It's sort of like have you ever done this where you're in a store and you go into the store and you have a list? You're like, I'm here for these three things. And those three things are to the left, but then you find your body taking you to the right. You're like, oh, but I want to go over here first. Why do I want to go over here? And so you wander over into another part of the store and you find something that you forgot you were looking for, or you find the perfect jeans, or you find the most amazing shoes, or something that you didn't realize you even needed. And it was your body consciousness moving you in that direction. This can also happen when you're driving. This can happen when you're out in the world, you know, you're going about your day and you find yourself ending up in a different part of town than you thought. This is your body speaking to you, where we're out of our minds and we're moving with the energy. We're moving with something that, again, the mind might not understand, but it's directing you. It's often a really cool thing to experience, especially in hindsight. And it's part of how you're just trusting the energy and trusting something that is bigger than you. That is similar to this energy of Jupiter conjunct Pluto, where you're trusting the energetics of the world, but of your soul, the energetics of what is calling to you, and that it brings you an opportunity to trust the changes. Pluto's about change. Things change permanently. Things change forever. And they can change for the better. And so the Jupiter brings in our ability to trust what's happening, to trust ourselves, to trust our own authority, to trust your own common sense, to trust what makes sense for you in your world and in your life, what is practical in your personal reality, and to use that as a guiding force for your choices and decisions. So I'm feeling like there is going to be some things made very clear to you over the next number of months. And again, at every exact conjunction period, There is an opening. There is something that you're meant to powerfully acknowledge, powerfully understand, and to trust what you're feeling around it. I also think of this Jupiter in Capricorn as mentors. Mentors and elders, those who show us the way, those who teach us the way. This can be across many lifetimes. This could be I'm feeling like ancient wisdom and energies of grandparents, anyone passed over, any loved ones who you could call forth to help guide you at this time. There is support with this Jupiter and Capricorn conjunct Pluto to feel guided. To feel guided, I'm hearing patience. The patience that's required for a process, the patience that's required as something unfolds. So know that what we're moving through right now, it's very big energy on multiple levels. And that's why 2020 is such a rare and powerful year. And yes, some of you have asked about the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars that I've offered. You can still buy those and sign up for it. And it's three different webinars, including one of all the eclipses, the six eclipses of this year. But if you want to understand astrology better and understand your transits better, check that out. The information will be below this podcast. But understand that this is a year where we are changing collectively and individually. And of course, it brings up how you handle change and if you want change and what that evokes in you. But know that at a soul level, you said, I want to be here. I want to participate. I want to be a part of this big change. And I know that at a soul level, it's going to be advantageous for me. So if you can willingly accept that viewpoint, this is working for my best and highest good. This is an advantageous year for me. This is when things are changing and I'm moving through some big things, but I trust it's leading me to a safer shore, a new destination that is even better and brighter for me. And again, this is where we keep our minds in a healthy place. It's easy to go into some of the fears and uncertainties. That's part of the human experience. That's just part of how we feel things and we sense things and we have questions come up and we want to know what's really going to happen and what can I rely on. But you have gotten so far. Look at how far you've come already. Look at how you've gotten to this point. And there have probably been times in your life when those fears came up before, when you were out of a comfort zone, when you took a risk, when you were uncertain about what happened. But things can show up for you when you're in that energy of trusting and believing that there are opportunities happening. And that's part of this Jupiter, okay? Jupiter brings in the sense of positive developments, opportunity, optimism. And I feel it as like the outside sources show up. The ownership of our power is not easy. It's not simple. It's not direct. You have the zigs and the zags. You have the highs and the lows. The ownership of our power is a lifelong endeavor, and it pushes us into what is essential for who we are, what is essential for this lifetime, and what the priorities of our life are. So know that you are here for a reason or reasons, and that can be looked at multiple levels of energy. At an essential level, you said, I want to be here. And I know that's because good things are going to happen because I am here on the planet at this time. So please trust that wisdom of your soul. Please trust that part of you that knows you've got this and you've gone through changes and you've maybe had some big tidal waves and some deep parts of the ocean, but we are made to keep going. And that's also part of the Capricorn strength. Capricorn is strong. Every astrological sign is strong. Capricorn is strong in the ability to keep going the distance, to stay the course, to climb that mountain, to remain practical and responsible with your energy, to not overdo it. It is a more conservative sign. that says I'll take one step and then the next. And that's how I'm going to govern my own energy. And it's also a reminder of how far you have come. And I just feel like there is going to be some breakthroughs that are advantageous. So take very good care of yourself and your energy at this time. Take very good care of your mental health. Stay actively engaged in life. Turn off the TV, step away from the devices or the mainstream news or any of those messages that can become too much at times. Remember what it means to play. Remember your passions. What do you enjoy? What have you wanted to do and you didn't know when you'd get to it? Look at where you can be a master in your life right now. A master who understands the bigger cycles that are unfolding, but who's also fully in control of your own energy field and your own choices, and allows you to remember more of who you are. So as the world changes permanently, know that we can handle this. We are individually strong and able to ride these bigger waves. And remember, I'm seeing light. Remember that you're traveling with your light. You're traveling with spirit. You're traveling with a sense of possibility. Capricorn is a cardinal sign. And every cardinal sign has initiation, leadership, and beginning points. So this is a global beginning point into a new energy dynamic, into some new constructs of our world. And it's going to take time. It just takes time. But it's what you do with the time that matters in yourself and in your world. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about and chew on, as Jupiter is conjunct Pluto 3 times throughout 2020. I provided you with more of the overview of the energies. In your own chart, what you want to do is look at where 22 to 24 degrees of Capricorn is, which house it's in, because it's going to be a very different energy if it's in your second house or your eighth house, if it's in your fourth house or your 10th house. So look at the house placement of these degrees, 22 to 24 degrees of Capricorn, and that's where you're experiencing these powerful transformations, and it can help you ride the waves, okay? So know that that's also part of the soul's choice, is that when the astrological chart is set up at the time of birth, there's a soul's desire to rework and renovate this area of your life. And the Pluto energies are intense. There's no denying it. And I do often recommend reading books on Pluto, so that you get a fuller understanding of the messages, the opportunities, and what's happening. And just to know that there's Pluto delivers. Pluto will deliver on what you're transforming and what you want to improve. And it will deliver based on how you let go of your desire to be in control, because Pluto wins. The bigger forces win. And this is also why the more we can get out of our mind, our emotional body, even our deeper soul fears, it can be a powerful time of healing and really a new catalyst for the next step on your journey. So please know that that is certainly part of the package, and that Pluto will deliver some new understandings of who you are and what really matters to you in your life. And I'll be back on Wednesday for the next weekly podcast episode where we'll talk about the energies of the week ahead. Please note, this is a programming note, that my podcasts might be uploaded later in the day due to school being out and due to commitments in my life. If you have kids who are out of school, I know that it changes your daily life, it changes your work life, it changes everything. So I'm also moving through that. But the podcast will be coming. And even if they're uploaded later, they will be on their way. And I am delighted and honored to keep supporting you and to keep connecting with you during this time. It's very vital that we do what we can to maintain our energy, maintain our optimism and our trust in a very big process. So thank you for joining me. If you are new to this podcast, by the way, you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or at my other website, consciouscoolchic.com. I hope that you are understanding your own power at this time, and that we all are in this together. Thank you for joining me, friends, and I'll see you back here really soon.